The Traveler's Journal, January 22nd, with a cure for the common cold. Whether for business or pleasure, travel schedules seldom make allowances for the colds and flu that are all too common this time of year. If you find yourself taking a clogged head and runny nose to the airport, here are tips to make your trip as comfortable as possible. Whatever your ailment, the primary trick to air travel with these symptoms is to keep your nasal passages open. Ironically, pressure changes coupled with a dry atmosphere on an airplane make it harder for them to drain. So if your nose is stuffy, take a decongestant half an hour before you actually get on the plane. Many doctors recommend pseudoephedrine hydrochloride, sold over the counter as Sudafed. Some decongestants also add an antihistamine. They can leave you feeling drowsy, which may not be so bad if you're facing a long flight, especially since in-flight services have been minimized. If your ears clog while flying, don't chew gum, which will dry your throat. Sucking on a lifesaver or cold lozenge is better. The usual tactic for clearing your ears is to hold your nose, swallow, and gently force air into your eustachian tube. If that doesn't work and you're in real pain, here's a simple cure. Ask the cabin attendant for a cup, paper napkin, and an inch of hot water. Put the napkin and the water in the cup and place it over the clogged ear. A dab of Vaseline inside each nostril will help keep nasal membranes moist. Avoid all alcohol in flight, which swells the sinus passages, making the symptoms even worse. Instead, warm drinks will both soothe the throat and sinus. Coffee or tea will do, but a little chicken soup would be best. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.